Chesapeake Bay received a grade of D+ for the second year in a row from the Chesapeake Bay Foundation. And the report said that much of that is due to the serious problems in managing striped bass, or rockfish. Yet in other areas, the bay has continued to improve. Alan Girard is the Foundation's Eastern Shore Director.
The report shows a decline in the score. We're down to a D+ now. It's the first time in over a decade that we've actually declined in these numbers. It's a mixed bag. Nitrogen and phosphorus, you know, these are the key nutrients we look at that fuel algae growth and lower dissolved oxygen levels in the bay. Those numbers have actually improved, so that's a good sign. The actual long-term measurements of dissolved oxygen over the bay show that we're getting smaller low-oxygen dead zones, which suggests that, you know, the efforts to restore the bay are pointing us in the right direction. You know, the main reason for the decline in the store, as you mentioned, is due to the rockfish. You know, measurements in spawning and other indicators are showing that the population is not sustainable. And so those numbers for rockfish really took a hit in our report and point to the need to make sure we focus on that species and put in the restoration practices we need to bring it back.
Do we have any sense about why we're seeing that that result with the rockfish?
You know, there's a lot of ecosystem factors, whether it's habitat in terms of, you know, forage fish and other pieces that the rockfish need to survive. You know, menhaden is one of the key species that rockfish rely on, you know, to eat and have their population grow. Menhaden has had some challenges over the last several years. Now, the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission that manages both rockfish and menhaden and a number of species up and down the East Coast has acted recently to limit menhaden harvests, and that is a good measure for not only the menhaden, but the species like rockfish that need it to survive. There's more action needed. You know, Maryland has really, you know, that works with the commission to manage the rockfish species, really has had a piecemeal approach to management that I think has been a disservice to the rockfish and something that needs more attention going forward.
What's the situation with the oysters and the shad categories, particularly oysters? I think you say they got an F.
Their score has been increasing over time, so even though it's an F, we're still seeing a couple points move in the right direction. You know, large-scale oyster restoration efforts are working. You know, the sanctuary program that sets certain areas of the bay that historically have had a lot of oysters aside and makes them, you know, prohibited for harvesting, are showing signs of success. There's been investment in restoration there, and we're beginning to see some recovery of the oyster bars in those areas. Oyster farming is on the rise, too, and that contributes to a positive trend in the oyster population. You know, growing oysters to supply the market in oyster farms can be a good, sustainable way to make sure we're managing that species well, take pressure off the wild fishery, and then allow some of the sanctuary reefs to recover. Sort of a three-pronged approach for oyster restoration that's pointing us in the right direction there.
Alan Girard, the Eastern Shore Director for the Chesapeake Bay Foundation. In our next segment, we talk about the future of the bay. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.